Good morning. Wasn't that beautiful? Yes. Yes. I thought one of them was, at least one of them will grow wings. It's beautiful. I think the angels in heaven were dancing with them and trying to follow along, because that's a tough routine. So thank you so much.
真是很美好的这个舞蹈敬拜，感觉好像是我们的舞者似乎要长上翅膀，我们在天上的天使也会为他们的这个奉献赞美而献上感谢。
Be honest, how many of you like wish you were up here doing that? Like, I mean, you don't have to, but I'm just curious. How many of you are thinking, man, I wish I could do that?
你们中间有多少人希望是自己能够在台上来一起来这样跳舞敬拜？
And if you thought that, my answer is you can.
如果你想到这些的，我告诉你们，你也可以。
Just go. Well, I'm going to get to that. But just talk to Brenda. Right? She'll help you to do that. Now, talking about brothers, you should do some of that too. You don't think you're going to dance in heaven? Of course you will.
如果姊妹有希望想参与的话，可以跟 Brenda 姊妹来联系。弟兄的话也可以考虑。
I saw Elder Paul dance at the wedding. He's good. He's good. Right? He's got the steps down. Right? So he's good.
保罗长老跳舞也是很好的。
So how about this? One day I look forward to guys and girls, or women and men, worshiping the Lord with their body.
我希望有一天能够看到我们兄弟姊妹一起在这里跳舞赞美来敬拜神。
Yeah. With that said, thank you so much for having me again. It is always a joy to be here.
很高兴在这里跟大家一起来敬拜神。
There's an incredible statistic that's out there that says in the U.S. about 13,000 churches closed this year.
我最近看到一个统计数字，就是说是今年有13,000个教会关闭。
Only 3,000 churches were planted.
但只有3,000所新的教会成立。
Some of these churches are small, but there are large churches that no longer is there.
有这些关闭的教会，很多是小的教会，但是也有大的教会关闭。
That kind of thing make me think and say, why are we here?
这样的统计说，想我们今天为什么会在这里？
Why did God get rid of 13,000 churches and still keep GCC here?
为什么神是关闭了13,000所教会，但是仍然让我们 GCC 今天华人基督教会在这里？
I think the 10 baptism we had in the previous worship says it. He likes to see people come into the kingdom of God.
上周我们这个感恩节受洗，有10位兄弟姊妹受洗，就是神的旨意，是希望更多的人能够通过这所教会来认识他。
And you're fulfilling that mission, so congratulations.
我们这个教会是完成，在努力完成神所交给我们的使命。
Now, how many of you thought last worship was too long?
上周的教会是不是这个从敬拜是不是太长？
We designed it for hour and a half. It went to 2 hours and 25 minutes.
最初的预想是一个半小时就可以结束，结果是后来将近有两个半小时。
I finished my message early, so we had 45 minutes to do baptism.
我们预期是有45分钟可以来做受洗。
But some of you who are up here, you love to tell your story so much. Instead of 3 minutes, you went 15 minutes.
在我们听到受洗的兄弟姊妹的见证，不仅仅只有3分钟，有些会达到15分钟。
And Elder Paul is so kind, he didn't drag you down. He let you share.
保罗长老是很很宽容的，让大家有彻底的分享。
I pray that you love to share your story like that wherever you go.
我是祈祷我们每一个人能够是让我们的这种见证，不管我们在哪里都可以做出类似的见证。
So congratulations to everyone who got baptized a couple of weeks ago. May your life be filled with the Lord's love.
我们一起来为上周受洗的兄弟姊妹献上感谢。
Yesterday, somebody said something and it really bothered me. It bothered me so much I got distracted. Right? When something bothers me too much, distraction comes, and instead of going to God directly yesterday, I just got distracted and just lost time.
昨天就是有人说了一件事情让我特别的分心，有时候让我分心的事情我并没有直接很快的来到神那里，这是让我浪费了很多时间。
Yeah, thank God the message was already prepared because I would be so distracted I wouldn't have finished this message if I didn't finish it earlier.
我很感恩，就是我今天要证道的信息已经提前准备好，否则的话就是信息有可能是没有完成。
And during that struggle, the Lord reminded me of a message I heard almost 10 years ago by Tim Keller.
在这个过程中，我想起了一个正牧师大概在十多年前我听到的信息。
The story was about a guy named Martin Lloyd-Jones, and some of you may know, he was a very famous British preacher, a theologian, and people really, really wanted to listen to him, brought him to their church conferences, and have him share. He was a very prominent figure.
这个故事讲的是 Martin Lloyd-Jones, 他是一个很有名的英国的牧师和那个神学家，很多人都希望能够得到听到他的教诲。
And later on in his life, towards the end of his life,I mean, he's bedridden. He can't go anywhere. So an interviewer came and said, what is it? Doesn't it bother you that you are literally shelved in bed for now? Because you used to be very, very prolific in your preaching.
在他生命尽头的时候，他只能躺在床上，哪里也不能去。有一个来访问他的人就说，你现在这种情况，在床上什么也去不了，而你过去的话，曾经是全世界各地的布道、正道。这样的境况，目前的境况会不会让你感到难过？
And Martin Luther replied with this verse in the Bible, Rejoice not that demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Martin Luther Jones 他就回答就是说，我们不要因为是魔鬼服从了我们而欢喜，而是要为我们的名字写在生命册上而欢喜。
That verse comes from Luke chapter 10, where God sends 70 disciples out to go cast out demons, heal people, and they go out and they do amazing, amazing ministry. And in the evening, they come back and tell Jesus, Jesus, you wouldn't believe. People are healed, demons are cast out. Amazing! What an amazing, all of us, if we were there, we'll say that was a successful ministry. And then Jesus rebukes them.
这个故事是讲这个经文是出自于路加福音。这个故事是讲在使徒行传上，耶稣差遣了70个门徒出去传道，他们是十分的成功，他们赶鬼，他们有大有能力的传道，他们回来向耶稣表述这个美好的这个很成功的这个传讲的经历，但是耶稣基督却是来斥责他们。
Jesus rebukes with these very words.Rejoice not that demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
耶稣基督的话就是，不要因为是鬼服从了你而感到欢喜，而是因为你的名字被写在生命册上而感到欢喜。
You could have amazing week this week spiritually, right? You overcome temptation. You are singing the songs. Business is going well. Family is amazing. Your relationship is amazing. Yes.But how about next week, the week after that? Our spiritual life is often like a bipolar. It goes up, down, it goes all over the place. But your name in heaven will not change ever.
我们可能都有这样的经历，我们这一周可能会在属灵上面十分的成功，你可能是抵御了所有的诱惑，你的工作上、生活上一切方面都很顺利，但是下一周会怎么样，或者再下一周。我们都有这样的经历，是我们的属灵是像过山车一样，有时高，有时低。但是我们的生命，知道我们的生命的我们的名字写在生命册上，这是我们所可以得到安慰的。
J.R. Packer, one of the theologians, I think he passed as well. He shares that in the Old Testament, when a high priest goes into the tabernacle, he has 12 stones called ephah, right? He puts it in there. On the stone were the names of 12 tribes of Israel, and he will intercede.For the people of God.
J.R. Parker, 这个神学家，他就讲了这个故事。我们在旧约里面知道，大祭司进入至圣所，为十二个支派的子民以色列人来祷告献祭的时候，他的衣服上有十二个石头，每个石头是代表了一个宝石，代表了一个神的以色列的支派。
In the New Testament, who's our actual high priest?Jesus. And the Bible says that he intercedes for you. And the understanding is that he goes to God and on his heart are written your names. And he intercedes for us. And he says, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit is this, that you understand how much God loves you so well that when you go before God with guilt and shame and sin and everything, you still understand that God sees you through Jesus, so you are beautiful and perfect and amazing because of Jesus.
在新约里边，我们知道我们的大祭司就是耶稣基督。耶稣，我们每个人，相信耶稣基督的人，他我们的名字都在耶稣基督的心上。所以说我们在，不管任何时候，耶稣基督会亲自向神来为我们来，诉求。不管是我们生活中出现什么样的情况，或好或坏，但是在耶稣基督，神看到我们的时候，我们就是完美的，因为我们在耶稣基督里。
And because you understand the love of God in that degree, that love will evoke your heart to love God. And J.I. Packer calls that spirit-filled.
到底什么是圣灵充满？ J.I. Packer 这个神学家告诉我们，他的意思是，我们是能够彻底的感受到神是如此的爱我们，因为我们能够理会到这种爱，所以说我们做出因此做出的反应。
So if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, all sorts of things can happen this week, right? You could get angry. Maybe you were mad at your husband. There's a lot of reason to do that. Maybe you didn't do so well at work. Maybe you were mad at your kids and your kids were mad at you. All sorts of things happen. And maybe you're here and you're guilt-ridden. And what he's telling us is focus on God and how much he loves you. And when he sees you, he doesn't see the angry parent. He doesn't see the messed up person. He sees beauty and wonder because he sees you through the person of Jesus Christ. And that love ought to evoke you to love him back. And we call that grace.
我们在每周的生活中，这一周的生活中，你可能是表现得很好，你可能是也不太好，可能对孩子发脾气，对配偶在工作上也可能是各种各样的不顺利，但是。但神看到我们的时候，因为神看我们的时候，不是因为看到你这一周的表现的好坏，而是看到了耶稣基督是我们的救主，在耶稣基督我们得以完全。
There's two ways to live, right? One is based on my performance, keep the rules, do the offering, come to church, praise the Lord, you know, act the way that you're supposed to act, and base your Christian faith on that. But the problem is, next week, you may not be able to do that. Your sin will accuse you that you're not the person you're trying to portray that you are. That's one way to live your life.
有两种不同的基督徒的生活。有一种就是完完服从各种的条款。你可能说我做了各种各样的事情，我到了教会，我做了奉献，我们所依靠的，你所以得到可以。确认的是因为你做了这些事情，所以说你感到有这种保证，但是下一周或者什么时候你可能就做不到这些。
And the other way is to understand that yes, I am a sinner, I am broken, but I am perfect in Jesus Christ and I am strong in Christ and he will give me the strength to live my life according to his word and be free from this rule-based, pressure-based religion.
和上面这个完完全全靠着律法各种条款来得救，来证明我们在耶稣基督里的话，是我们承认我们自己是个罪人，我们有各种各样的不完全，但是在耶稣基督里，他会给我们的力量，让我们得以完全。
So if you were in the Light Ministry, I gave you devotional every week based on the Grace series, 8 weeks of talk on grace. Today here, I want to give you a summary of what that grace is, because ultimately, our walk with God is based on grace of God, not upon our performance.
我们过去八周里面是曾经讲过怎么在恩典里面的生活。今天我是给大家一个总结，怎么样活在神的恩典里。
Those of you who were baptized 2 weeks ago, did everything go perfect since then? The answer is, of course not. Did you get angry? Maybe. Did you say something you shouldn't have? Probably. Right? How are you going to sustain that life except grace? So let me just give you a quick review. One, we are saved by grace, not by works.
就是上周我们受洗的兄弟姊妹，你并不会因为受洗，你的生命就完全的变成完美，瞬间变成完美。你可能会仍然会发怒，仍然会各种各样的问题。但是我们是活在恩典里面。
In other words, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through grace, right? That's through grace which was displayed upon the cross by Jesus Christ. There's no other way but through grace of Jesus Christ.
只有一种, 通向天堂的道路,
Isaiah 43:25 says, because of grace, you and I are forgiven.
以赛亚书上说, 因为是恩典,
Actually, the Bible says he remembers your sins no more.
圣经告诉我们说, 神不再, 记, 我们的过犯。
That's very different from forgetting your sin, because forgetting is involuntary. Not remembering is voluntary. He says, I won't remember because of Jesus Christ.
这个和忘记是完全不同的, 这个不记得, 不再记得我们的罪是神, 主动的不再考虑我们的罪过。
It is the grace of God also gives us the strength and the power to live the Christian life, and you find it in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. There's no power in us. Our willpower is not strong enough. But we need God power to live out the Christian life.
腓立比书也告诉我们, 2章13节也告诉我们的神是也给我们能够, 战胜罪的力量, 祂会给我们, 不仅是励志的, 心, 也给我们改变, 把它做出来的力量。
So Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing, not something, nothing. Especially in this area. So you need Christ, and without leaning on Christ, Christian life becomes impossible.
圣经告诉我们说, 除了耶稣基督告诉我们, 除了我以外, 你什么也做不成, 这里我们重点强调的是, 什么也做不成。
The Bible shows us that we are healed by grace. We find freedom in grace. Our broken heart is mended in grace. And the grace of God comes over us and saves us and strengthens us and leads us to Himself.
圣经也告诉我们在神的, 恩典里面得到医治, 得以修复。
And grace is what changes us and matures us and grows us. And you can find that in 2 Peter chapter 3:18.
圣经也告诉我们, 恩典也是能够改变我们, 使我们能够得以成长。
In fact, everything that you and I enjoy and have and living in here, waking up this morning is grace. Just imagine how many people didn't wake up this morning because their time is done. Psalm 90 says that, right? Some people live till 70 by chance. Others may live till 80. But Lord, give me wisdom because my number on earth is limited.
我们所有的一切都是来自于神的恩典。 我们今天能够在这里也是神的恩典, 因为今天就有很多人不能够 看到今天的太阳，我们今天读的诗篇里面也告诉我们说，有些人可能很幸运会活到70岁或者80岁，但是我们在世上的日子，神赐给我们智慧，让我们知道我们在世上的日子是由神所定的。It's
the wisdom of God to let us know that we our stay here is limited. How many of you are in your 20s? Raise your hand if you're in 20s. You're in 20s. None of you? How many of you are in 30s?
有没有在30多岁?
Now some of you are not raising. Okay, I see one person, but he looks like he's 20s. How many of you are in your 40s?
有没有在40多岁?
Two people?
两位。
50s?
50多岁。
There's more than that. Come on, right? How many of you are in 60s?
有没有60多岁?
All right, some of you are not raising your hand because you're in denial. You don't want to tell people how old you are.
很多人大家没有举手啊, 不愿意告诉, 在会众自己的年龄。
But know this, whether you're in your 20s or 60s or 70s, your days are numbered.
就不管你是在20多岁或者是60多岁, 你在世上的日子是有限的。
The Lord says, living with that knowledge, knowing that my life can go any minute, is wisdom.
神告诉我们说, 我们知道我们在世上的日子是有限的, 这是我们的智慧。
Why? Because if you live with that awareness, then you're going to make your life count.
如果你有这样的智慧, 你就会让你的生命过得更加有意义。
The grace of God is free, but it cost Him His Son. But it's a gift to us.
神的恩典是, 无偿的, 但是它并不是, 廉价的, 因为是 这是, 的代价。
Grace is what separates Christianity from all other religion in the world. Every other religion says you have to do A, B, C to reach certain state. The Bible tells us, no, there's nothing you can do. It is only through Jesus Christ and receiving that gift is all that takes.
这个恩典就是基督教和所有的一些宗教的最重要的区分，因为别的宗教就告诉我们，告诉世人你要做 A、B、C 各种各样的事情之后你才能够得救，但是基督教告诉我们，你并没有任何你可以做的事情，唯独靠神的恩典你才能够得救。
So grace heals you, grace frees you, grace saves you, brings you to heaven. Now, how do you get that? The Bible tells us only through Jesus Christ and Christ alone.
恩典可以拯救你、修复你、坚强你，但是怎么样才能够得到神的恩典？圣经告诉我们，只有通过相信耶稣基督才能够得到这一切。
So if there's any one of us who do not know this grace through Jesus, then I pray that you come to that place of understanding and receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, meaning you live according to His word and for His glory. But for others of us, which I would imagine is majority of us, now that we have that grace, so what?
如果我们中间还有没有相信耶稣基督，我希望我祷告祈祷你能够有一天能够承认耶稣基督是你的救主。对我们中间大部分人已经是信主的信徒，我们知道神的恩典，我们现在要做什么？
Number one, make your life count.
第一件就是要活得有意义。
What do you do with this grace? Well, make your life count. First Corinthians says, you were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your bodies.
哥林多前书告诉我们，你们是重价买的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
If you're thinking that, well, I'm already saved, nothing can separate me from God, I have grace of God, now I can live any way I want, you don't understand the grace of God.
如果你认为是因为是神已经拯救了我，所以说我可以随心所欲的想做什么就做什么，那你是完完全全没有理解神恩典的意义。
In fact, James says this, such faith is a dead faith. Can dead faith save you? The answer is no.
雅各告诉我们说，这样的死的信仰，但是死的信仰是不能够拯救人的。
When you understand grace, when you accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, what happens is that you understand that God loves me so much. That understanding will evoke your heart to love Him back and live your life for the glory of Jesus.
当你说承认耶稣基督是你的救主的时候，你是能够意识到耶稣基督是如此的爱你，你的心会做出相应的反应，是要也爱神，然后因此做出神所要告诉我们要做的事情和要过的生活。
Your life was bought with a high price, so live your life like that.
我们的生命是重价买来的，所以我们的生命要与这个重价相称。
You carry a $5 bag, you throw it everywhere.
如果你只是一个5块钱的一个包的话，你可能是随手乱放。
You go buy a Louis Vuitton and you put it in a safe.
如果你是一个 LV 包的话，你可能会更加仔细的对待。
You get a $10 watch, who cares? Scratch here, scratch there, who cares?
10块钱的手表的话，你可能是对所有的这种划痕你是会毫不在意。
I know this guy who has, when he changes his watch, he has to go to the bank.
我知道这样一个。
His watch is in the safe.
我知道这样一个朋友，就是他要换他的手表的话，他需要到银行里面去，因为他名贵的手表都是在银行的保险柜里面。
No scratch on that thing.
他会保护得很好，没有任何划痕。
Is your life worth less than the watch?
你的生命是远远超过任何贵重的手表。
Take care of yourself. And I'm not just talking about physically, but with your relationship with God. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in these various forms.
彼得前书4:10，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Make your life count because of Jesus.
要让你的生命过得有意义，因为你是耶稣基督的。
I believe it was 1981 when someone tried to kill the then president Ronald Reagan. And obviously, if you remember, the guy failed.
是1981年三月份的时候，有一个人想来刺杀里根总统，但是他并没有成功。
On May 31st, 1981, Ronald Reagan wrote this in his White House diary. He wrote, "No matter what happens now, I owe my life to God and will try to serve Him in every way I can."
里根总统在当年的一个白宫日记里面这样写下说，不管我以后的生命如何，我要把每一天都用来服侍神。
He knew he was given the second chance. He said, "I'm not going to squander this second chance. I'm going to live my life dedicated to God."
里根总统意识到他被给予了第二次机会，他发誓以后的每一天都用来服侍神。
If you're a believer, you had second chance, right? When you accepted Christ, that's your second chance. And from that point on, dedicated to God, may your life be beautiful and made beautiful by Jesus Christ.
当你作为基督徒的时候，你也被给予了第二次生命的机会，所以说你以后的每一天都应该奉献给神。
Now that you know grace, number one, make your life count. Number two, be generous with your life.
第二点是要慷慨。
I say this often in Disciple Church, and I think I've already said this many times here as well. The reason is because we're so stingy.
我经常在多次在DC 教会和这个教会强调要慷慨。这个原因是我们经常会很吝啬。
Have you noticed that we love receiving, but we don't like to give?
我们经常是喜欢获得，但是很不愿意给予。
We love to receive forgiveness, but we don't want to give forgiveness.
我们希望得到宽恕，但是我们很不愿意给予宽恕。
We love to receive, let's say, money from others, but we don't want to give it away.
我们希望得到金钱，但是我们很不愿意给予金钱。
Is that special? No, that's normal behavior.
这个倒是人所正常的表现。
But you and I are not normal. We are saved by the grace of Jesus Christ.
但我们是不同于这个世上的人的，用我们是用耶稣基督用重价买来的。
And God showed us a model, and He writes in 2 Corinthians 8:9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich."
哥林多后书八章九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
You want to understand how, you want to evaluate how much you understand grace. Look at how you are giving.
如果我们要判断一个人是怎么样，如何是否真的理解神的恩典的话，我们就看看他是怎么样给予的。
If you want to know how grateful you are with the life that God has given you, with the people that are around you, then look at how you are.In what area and where you're generous?
你在哪个方面比较慷慨的话，这是能够最好的表示出你是如何回馈神给你带来的各种各样的恩典。
2 Corinthians 9:7 through 8 says, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times,Having all that you need, you will abound in every good work."
哥林多后书九章七到八节，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常满足，能多行各样的善事。
When I used to serve at the previous church, in my wallet I always had X amount of cash.
在我在以前有个教会我服侍的时候，在我的钱包里面总是有一定的现金。
My dad taught me that men should always have X amount of money in your wallet.
我的父亲告诉我，就是说男人一定要在钱包里放点现金。
Just in case.
以防万一。
But you know what happened? Every time I go to the main service, then Pastor Son, amazing pastor, he pulls out his wallet and he goes, "Everybody, open your wallet."And so you open it. Take all the cash from your wallet. We're going to donate all the money we have in our wallet to, let's say, World Vision.
其实当时很奇妙的事情是这样，我当时那个教会的牧师是很好的一个牧师，他经常是在我 钱包里面有现金的时候，他会说，今天每个人把你的钱包拿出来，今天我们要把我们钱包的所有的现金奉献给各种各样的施工，比如说是。
And I was thinking, how does he know?
我经常会问。
It's not like once or twice. It's like whenever I have something, I don't go to main service that many times because I have my own ministry. But whenever I go, he does this, take out your wallet. Oh, no. Right? So I stopped putting cash in my wallet. I failed. I was not a cheerful giver.
我在这个事情上我是失败的，因为我并不是一个甘心乐意的给予者。
Today what we do, me and my wife, is that my wife does the finance stuff because I'm not good at it, she's better at it. And then right after we get a paycheck, she sends me number, and I just give offering as fast as I can without looking, because I trust her. And then first thing that we do before we go to Costco is give offering.
我们现在是我的太太能对这个管账方面更好。我们现在做的是每一次我们得到一个工资单的时候，我的太太就会告诉我一个数字。我们在我们去告诉做一些事情之前，我们先把属于神的这一份奉献出来。
But honestly, if she sends me the number, some days I'm like, I'll do it later and I forget. And then she was like, Did you do offering? I go, Oh, that's why you do it right away.And then that happens again and again. I don't know why she's with me. You know, I'm a poor husband and she still loves me. God's grace. God's grace. Bible says this, for God so loved he gave. The way we know how much we love is how much we give. Give forgiveness. God gave us his son. Give your time, energy, your resources. Christian life boils down to love, serve, and give.
基督徒的生活就是爱、服侍和奉献。神爱世人，甚至将独生子赐给了他们。我有些事情做得不太好，但是我的太太仍然会继续是跟我在一起，继续的爱我一个这样贫穷的人。这也是神的恩典。
Until you're generous with your time, energy, your money, you're probably not able to fully follow Jesus.
除非是你对你的时间、你的所有、你的金钱。能够慷慨，你并不能够真正的能够体会体现出来是你在跟随着耶稣基督。
I used to have such a hard time talking about this subject, but not anymore. Because where our heart is, if it's money, then that's your God, not God. If your heart is with your kids, you know, DC has a lot of young kids. It's all about baby, 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 baby. It's not even about the baby. It's about Christ, and Christ gave the baby as gift.Hold the baby loosely and honor God with that baby.
我过去谈论这个话题，我经常觉得十分的困难，但现在我不再这么认为，因为神告诉我们说，你的心在哪里，你的财宝在哪里，你的心在哪里。
The Bible says this: He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
就是神爱世人，让他的儿子赐给了我们，当然会把所有一切的恩典都会给白白的给我们。
God gave his son. What will he not give? Don't put your security in money. Is your bank account full? Great, I'm glad it's full. But don't trust that to secure you, right? I remember when Donald Trump, President Trump, I think it was April when he took that tariff and he put it up there and the stocks went crazy.And people are complaining, I can't retire because the stocks drop so much. Don't rely on that. Rely on Christ, God who gave his son, and he is with you, and he will carry you, and he will sustain you throughout your entire life.
不要把你的希望和你的保障放在你的银行账户上面。如果神给你丰富的财富，这是神的恩典，但是你要把你的安全、你的保障寄托在神为你把为了你而把独生子奉献在实际上这件事情上。
Now I say that with full understanding, having much is not a sin, okay? I hope all of you become billionaires, right? Having much is not the problem. The problem is what do you do with that? Are you generous with that? And the Bible says the more you understand the grace, You'll be generous with your time, your energy, your resources, including your money. Now, if that makes you defensive and tentative, like, oh, why is the pastor talking about this? It's not for me. You give more out of my prayer doesn't go up, right? No, that's for the glory of God. And the elders will use that for His glory. That's you and God and the church, not me. But one thing I do know is this, that the minute you learn how to separate yourself from the money and put your security in God, He will give you peace and joy that the money can never give.
其实,
you want me to say it in Chinese? We'll move on.
Okay.
Right? You know that song that they were dancing with? The part that says, was it the song? Or no, In Silence, right? In Silence. And there was a song that said, I'll love you forever. Right? Wasn't there a song that said that? The chorus, I'll love you forever? What does that mean to you? I'm going to bring it back to my message and say part of that is generosity. Some of you are like, how did he know that? I asked the way. Right, he told me. Because I was like, wow, that's so beautiful. But I don't know what he's saying, so I asked him, and that's what he said. And then the other part, when they were like dancing and the angel wings were coming out, right? Mm-hmm. It said, silently, go before God. And maybe that's something you can do as the year ends and see, evaluate your life in your own growth. Lastly, share the good news.
最后一点的话就是要分享福音。
You know the grace of God. Somebody share the word with you. It's time for you to share the word.
我们之所以能够, 听到福音是因为有人向我们传了福音。
It's a very famous word from Acts chapter 20. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
使徒行传中有一段, 我却不以性命为念, 也不看为宝贵, 只要行完我的路程, 成就我从主耶稣基督, 主耶稣所领的执事, 证明神恩惠的福音。
The verse doesn't say life's top goal is marriage and babies and money and travel or fame. No, it says the key is finishing your God-given mission.
这段话告诉我们，我们的生上的在生命的意义，并不是孩子事业等等，而是要把神所交给我们的使命得以完成。
Jesus died on the cross, you can live out that mission. So if you skip it, that's a huge loss for you.
耶稣基督在十字架为我们受死。
And part of that mission is for you to share the word, to share the gospel with those around you.
对于我们每个人来说, 这个使命就是给我们周遭的人, 我们所认识的人, 广传福音。
Somebody told you, who are you telling is the question.
有人向你传了福音, 你是向谁传了福音?
You know, some people complain, well, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, why isn't he here yet? It's been 2,000 years. When I was in youth group, my youth pastor used to say, Jesus will come in your lifetime. Scare the heck out of me because I didn't know the grace that much. And now I'm in my 50s. I'm like, is he going to come before I die? My prayer is yes, but in my heart there's doubt, right? I hope he does, but I'm not sure. But why is God taking so long? And 2 Peter gives us the answer. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise. He's talking about coming of Jesus. He's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
我们经常说主耶稣很快就来，有时候我在以前在服事的时候，有个牧师会告诉我，会大声说，在你今生的日子里面，耶稣基督就会来。那时候我只有20多岁，现在我50多岁了，我是。 祷告是希望耶稣基督能来，但我其实心里也不是很确定。但是耶稣基督还没有来的原因是在彼得后书告诉我们，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。God
wants everyone in His family. There's no exception. Everyone needs Christ. The question is, will anyone be in heaven because of you?
神是不愿希望人人都能够进入他的大家庭。这个问题是有没有人因为你而进入神的家庭？
Here is a clue. Okay, here is a very important information. People are more likely to come to church towards the end of the year, in the middle of the year. And this year at the 28th, we have a joint worship together. I believe the choir is going to be singing. I'm going to ask the elders to sing. We'll have some performances that day for others to come and enjoy. Perfect time to invite those who doesn't know Jesus.
在这假期的一年年末的时候，人会更倾向于来到教会。今年我们在12月28号有一个联合的聚会，我们的长老也会有唱诗，有各种各样的活动。我们希望大家能够邀请朋友来参加我们的教会。
Jesus did three things, more than three, but let me give you three things he did on the cross. Number one, he paid for the penalty of our sins on the cross by him dying on the cross for us.
耶稣基督在十字架上完成了三件事情。第一件事情就是说他为我们的罪做了赎价。
He broke the power of sin, that you are no longer slave to sin. The chain is off. Now you can put it back on if you want, but it's off. Now you can live according to the word of God through his strength.
他也改破碎了这个罪的辖制，这个神罪的绳索捆绑不会在我们身上，我们有能力挣脱罪的捆绑。
And third, he has removed the power and the presence of sin forever. One day when we are in heaven, there is no more sin, and that's what the cross did.
他也把罪的同在可以永远的消除，有一天我们在天堂上就不再会有任何罪的存在。
And you who have accepted this reality in your life, because it is a reality, he calls us to remember that reality. And we do that through the communion every month.
如果我们中间所有相信主耶稣基督的话，都承认了这样的一个事实，然后每次圣餐就是来纪念这样神主为我们所做的。
And some people, new believers as well as some older believers, ask, you know, what kind of attitude should I come to the communion? Should I feel guilty? Should I feel ashamed? And my answer is no. Communion is not a place to feel guilty. It's remembering that Jesus has already paid for all of your sins, past, present, and future. It's a place of celebration in remembering this Jesus who loves us so much. He died on the cross and rose from the dead. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
有人问我，我们对来参与圣餐的时候需要有什么态度？是不是要负罪的这种感觉？我的回答当然是不是的。因为神主耶稣基督为我们在十字架上做了我们的救赎，我们过去、现在和将来所有的罪都得以赦免，所以我们应该有感恩和欢喜的心来领受圣餐。
I remember a long time ago when I was a kid, I used to attend church like this. It's a very Presbyterian base with elders. And one of the elders would go up. I never forget it. He will pray on Sunday and they pray long. All right? And then one of the phrases he always used, every single month he goes up there, he said, Jesus, you die for a worm like me. Got to translate that.
就是我过去去了一个教会，也是一个像长老会这样的一个系统，就是有长老有牧师，当时那个长老有时祷告特别长，其中他经常祷告的是耶稣基督为我。
There's one verse in the book of Psalm that refers, that person refers himself as worm, one place. This person goes up there and goes, we are worms, Lord, thank you for saving worms like me. I'm like, we're not worms.
这个长老经常祷告的话，我们像一个虫，不过像一个虫子一样。他就说，耶稣基督，你确实作为神的儿子，却一个像我一个像一个虫子一样的人死去。
Bible says there's no condemnation to those who belong to Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们在神里面已经不在耶稣基督里就不再定罪。
Now should we feel sad when we come to the communion like a funeral? No.Because Jesus is not dead, he's alive, the tomb is empty. I went there, it's still empty. So there is joy in that, that one day we'll see this God. And Jesus says, remember that.
就是我们来领受圣餐的心情是一个喜乐的心情，因为是耶稣基督为我们的罪受死，但是他复活。我曾经去过以色列访问，他那个坟墓仍然是空的，我们为这个事实而欢喜快乐。
1 John 3:16 says, This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. That's love.
约翰一书告诉我们，主为我们舍命，我们彼此就知道何为爱。
Now the communion we call Lord's Supper is for believers. It's not for just anybody. It's for those who belong to Jesus Christ.
圣餐是为基督徒所设立的。
So those who have accepted His grace, who understand His grace. 1 Corinthians 11 says, The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
圣餐是为基督徒所设立的，是来纪念神的恩典。哥林多前书一章告诉我们，主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
So when we take communion this morning, we're reminded the Lord is gracious and has forgiven us, because all of us were born as sinners, and through Christ we have been forgiven, and now we are made right.
我们在领受圣餐的时候，我们要纪念这样的事实：我们每个人都是罪人，但是因为耶稣基督舍命为我们，所以说我们能够得到神的恩典。
There are a lot of people out there who thinks that people are born good.
在世上有很多人是觉得是人出生下来是好的。
No, people are not born good. I look at my kids. I didn't teach them how to lie. Did you teach your kids how to lie? Do they lie? Of course.
就是说神人生下来并不是就是好的，因为我们每个做家长都知道，我们并不会告诉我们孩子怎么样去撒谎，但他们都会撒谎。
Some of you know I have three of them, right? When they were a kid, they fight. I didn't teach them how to fight, but they fought, right? That's all from their heart. They hide. They eat cookie, and the cookie comes over here, and they put cookie behind them. They go, I didn't eat that cookie. Who taught them that? I didn't do it.
我有三个孩子，你知道他们。有时候会彼此争斗，但是我从来没有教育他们要彼此争斗。有时候他们吃了饼干这种零食，他们却把零食藏在，虽然我可以看到他们有在吃过这个东西，他们却把这个零食藏在身后说，我并没有吃。
So the Bible says God forgives us of our sin through Jesus Christ when we repent of our sins.
圣经告诉我们，只要我们悔改来到主耶稣基督面前，神会赦免我们一切的罪过。
2 Corinthians chapter 6:1 says, as God's co-workers. Imagine that. You and I are co-workers of God. That when Elder Chen is here leading the worship, he is co-working with God. Imagine that. That's amazing. When Ellen, welcome back Ellen, he's singing song this morning, he's co-working with God, worshiping the Lord. When the dancers are up here dancing, they're co-working with God. So you may be drawn to the kingdom of God through his power. We're all co-workers. Imagine that. Because of Jesus, we are co-workers of God. So he says, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain.
哥林多后书告诉我们说，我们是与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。我们可以看到今天陈长老的领的敬拜，还有 Alan 的圣诗，还有各种舞蹈敬拜，我们所有的人在耶稣基督里都是与神同工的。
So as we end the year, I pray that you have those moments, like that song goes, quiet moments with the Lord, to evaluate your life before the Lord. Are you living in constant pressure and guilt? You need to go back to the grace of God and understand that God loves you so much that even in that guilt, God sees you as perfect and beautiful because of Jesus Christ. Repent and live your life fully in Christ.
在我们快到一年结束的时候，我们希望每个人都能够安心地来到神的面前，等候神，安静我们的心，来审视我们的生活，看我们是不是能够过出更像神所希望我们有的模样。
And this morning as we take the communion, for some of you, maybe the prayer is this, Lord, make my life count. I commit the rest of it to serve you and love you and be generous as Christ was generous with his life.
在我们今天领受圣餐的时候，我们中间有人可能会做这样的祷告，就是要活出有意义的生活，做出一个慷慨的生活，使我们的生命活得更加有意义。
And for some others of us who have not believed in Jesus, the Bible says if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I pray that takes place before the year is over.
如果我们中间还有没有相信耶稣基督的话，我祈祷你能够口里心里相信，口里承认，这样的话你就能够成为神家庭中的一员。
Aren't you glad God deals with us according to His grace, not according to our sin?
很感谢神是对我们都是丰丰富富的恩典，而不是照我们所做所行而。 对待我们。
Let me pray and then we'll take communion together. Father, we thank you for this morning. Just a reminder, Lord, that we are saved by grace, we're going to live by grace, we're going to die by grace, and we'll be in heaven by grace. And if any of us came in here heavy-hearted, pressured, guilty, shamed, because they just couldn't live up to their own standards, God, may you free them in the name of Jesus. That they understand the love of God in such a way that He sees them beautiful and perfect through Jesus. And He gives them the power and the strength to live that life. Instead of leaning on their own strength, may they lean on you. As we partake of this table that you have given to us, may we remember this Christ who sets us free. And may each one of us live our lives for the glory of Jesus. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.